Olympics kind of been the hot topic in town over the last couple of days, and maybe on your line tonight, just thoughts.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. Obviously, played well last game, and I think with the young guys, you're looking for them to be consistent with their play, and you know, for me and Litz, hopefully just does what he does really well and sees the ice and uses that hockey sense that he has to just read us off of us too.
How long does it take, Andrew, to get a sense of where your team is at? When you're going into the season, like, you can look on paper and go, okay, well, maybe we've upgraded certain areas here or there, but how long does it take as a player to kind of truly get a sense as to...
I mean, I think we, for the most part, we have most of the same guys back from last year, so I think we know what we expect of each other in terms of, you know, what we have going on the ice each and every night, and then you try to integrate the new guys and make them feel comfortable and let them know, you know, the style of play that we're going to play, and hopefully they fit in.
With some of the new guys, though, I mean, there's potentially maybe four guys that either haven't played in the NHL up front or, in case of Burmistrov, haven't played in the last couple of years. As captain and veteran, what do you do for kind of young guys that haven't experienced this before? Advice, or do you do anything?
No, I mean, you're there for advice if they need it. Yeah, I think you want them to enjoy it too. You know, it's a pretty exciting time in their lives to be in competition for NHL spots, and you want them to thrive and enjoy it.